And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Big John Takes the Plunge. Well, friends, I suppose you remember that when we had our last episode, I was still spending some time in bed because of my broken ankle. Yes, I fell off the ladder when we were putting up the screens on our house in Cincinnati. And since then, Mayor Plumfront and Yuki have been doing their very best to make me comfortable and cheerful, but there are times when I wish they wouldn't be so. As today's episode, my bed in my bedroom, and listening to the radio when Sparky comes in. Listen. Ready? Ready for what?
For your bath. I'm going to give you a bath.
A bath? Just wait a minute, young man. You're not going to give me a bath.
Oh, yes, I am. Listen, when you're sick in bed, you have to take a bath just like everybody else does. Yes, sirree.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm not going to have you giving me a bath. No, sirree.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, sirree.
I said, no, you're not. No, sirree.
Now, look, Big John, if you were in the hospital, the nurse would come into your room every day and give you a bath.
Oh, yeah? Who says so?
Everybody says so. I know, because when Rabbit Ears McEaster was in the hospital, when they took out his appendix last winter, the nurses came into his room and gave him a bath every day.
Well, I can't help but what they did to Rabbit Ears McEaster. I do not happen to be Rabbit Ears McEaster. And I'm not going to get a bath every day by you or anyone else, so just forget it.
Well, I agree, Big John. Sounds a little silly to me, too. Because how could you get dirty just lying in bed? But they do it in the hospital. They ought to know what they're doing. And we're going to do it here.
Yeah, says who?
Says me. That's who says... Uh-oh. Is that the doorbell ringing downstairs?
Yeah, it is. You better go down there and see who it is. And if it's that man selling spare keys for sardine cans, tell him we don't need any. I wish he'd get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, okay,
Big
John, okay.
Boy, oh boy. Ugh. Take a bath. Turn off the radio here. Boy.
Hey, Big John!
Yeah?
Big John!
What?
You got company.
Company. Oh, my goodness. Wonder who it is. Hey, I'll bet this time it is Rosalie McClenahan from down at the radio station. Oh, I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is. She's about due here. Let's see. Where's my comb? I wonder if that soup I spilled on my pajamas yesterday or the day before shows. I should have changed these pajamas. What's the matter with me? Where's that comb? Ooh, I need the mirror, too. Oh, my goodness. Sparky should have her stay downstairs for a few minutes until I get ready here. Oh, boy, I'm a mess. Oh, I should...
Here's your company, Big John.
All right. Well, fine. Just show her right in, Sparky. Just bring her right in. You'll have to excuse my appearance, Miss McClenahan. You see, Sparky and I, the... Oh.
Howdy, Bucky. How's your boy?
How you doing, Big John? Feeling fine today, are they?
Yeah. It's you guys, huh?
What's the matter, Buster? Aren't you glad to see us?
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Mayor. I just thought...
Gee, won't take a bath for the lad. Is that right, Bucky?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Sparky, did you tell him that?
Now, you know, Buster, if you was in a hospital, you'd have to take a bath every day.
Yeah, I know, and I also know that I am not in a hospital. And I also happen to know that even if I was, I wouldn't let a nurse give me a bath.
Buster, I'm afraid you wouldn't have much to say about it.
I recall Carmelita Schwarzkopfer, the red-haired nurse, age 36, who old Charlie Russell almost eloped with from Tudmyrtle, Louisiana, to Glendenning, Missouri, for purposes of getting married. She also had to wash patients in the hospital. Had to wash them every day.
You don't say.
Very good experience. Come in handy later on.
Is that right?
Yeah, she moved to a little town called Junction, Kentucky. Showed her references to the big businessman in town, got a job washing automobiles in a garage.
Well, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Well, look, are we going to give Big John a bath or not?
Well, of course we're going to give him a bath.
Why, of course you are not.
I'll go get the water and soap and towel and washcloth.
Yeah, right. Okay, lad. Roll up your sleeves there, Yuki.
Yeah, fine.
Listen, Mayor, Yuki, you fellows just forget about giving me a bath. I won't stand for it.
Of course not, Big John. You'll just lay there. Can't stand up with that broken ankle anyway. Fine.
Hey, Yuki, will you come out here into the bathroom and help me carry this water into Big John's room?
Yeah, you better go out there and help the lad, Yuke.
Yeah, fine.
Now, Buster, you just sit there in bed real nice, and we'll give you the finest bath that you ever had.
Now, wait a minute, Mayor. Let's be reasonable about this. I'm not going to be in this bed forever, you know.
Well, Buster, you gotta take a bath.
Well, sure, I realize that, but Mayor, look.
No, don't give me any of that but Mayor look business. Me and Yuki and the lad are going to give you a real, official, genuine, hospital-type bath.
Yeah, we'll just set it over here alongside Big John's bed there, Sparky lad. I guess.
Yeah, we'll just set it down over here, Yuki.
Yeah, fine.
Hey, wait a minute. What in the world are you guys doing with that wash tub full of water now?
We're going to give you a bath. Boy, Big John, that's what we've been talking about all this time.
In that big tub?
What's so big about it? It isn't as near as big as our bathtub.
Well, I know, but that's the wash tub that you wash clothes in.
No, it isn't.
It is so.
It's the wash tub that we wash my dog Bunny in.
Why, then you intend to wash me in the same tub that you wash your dog in? No, siree, not your bottom dollar. Just include me out. O-U-T-R.
Oh, no. You're not going to get out of taking a bath that way.
Now, come on, Buster. Turn over and lay on your stomach there and hang your head over the side of the bed here.
What do you mean, hang my head over the side of the bed? What for?
Well, we're going to wash your head first. What do you think, what for? My
come
goodness.
On, come on, over on your stomach.
Come
hang
on,
hang your head
like
over
this.
The side
now,
of the
wait
bed.
A
come
minute.
On, now.
Cut it out. Sparky, stop pulling me like that. I'm not going to let you fellas give me a bath.
Well, fellas, looks like there's only one thing for us to do. If you won't let us give a bath peacefully, we're going to have to do it by force.
Now, look, you guys. Stay away from me.
Well, Big John, why do you want to be stubborn? All we want to do is give you a little old bath.
Yes, I know that's all you want to do. But will you tell me something? Why do you want to give me that little old bath? Why? Just answer that.
Why?
Yes.
Well, because everybody has to take a bath once in a while. Why do you always want me to take a bath?
Well, because you get outside and you get dirty, that's why. How can I get dirty just lying here in bed?
Come on, Yuki. Let's put an end to all this here talk. All he does is just lay there and talk. And all the while he's talking, we ain't getting him washed. Now, you take hold of one arm, and I'll take hold of the other. And we'll just pull him into the position that we want him to be in.
Now, wait a minute. Listen, I wouldn't do this if I were you.
Never mind what you wouldn't do. Come on, Yuki. Give his arm a good yank.
Now, look, somebody's going to get hurt here.
Quiet, Big John. If you acted like a good boy, we wouldn't have to do this to you. All right, pull harder there, Mayor. He's holding on to the other side of the bed.
Oh, he is he? Big John, stop holding on to that bed. Do you hear?
Never, Mayor, never.
Okay, you ask for it, Buster. Land, go around the other side of the bed there and bite Big John's hand. That'll make him let go. Go on.
Bite his hand? Mayor.
Sparky, you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare. If you do, I'll cut off your allowance for a month.
That's all right. Let him do it, lad. I'll give you a month's allowance in advance. Go ahead, bite his hand.
Sparky, don't you dare. If you do, I'll make you stay in the house for a month.
Don't let him bluff you, lad. If he tries that, I'll report him to the Humane Society for cruelty to a minor. He'll get 90 days in jail for that. Go ahead, lad. Bite his hand.
No, Mayor, I don't know.
Now, Sparky,
don't do that.
You wouldn't
Boy,
do that. You wouldn't do that. Sparky, you won't bite my hand. If you love me, you wouldn't do that.
If you love him, you will do it, Sparky, lad. It's for his own good. Go ahead. Bite his hand. When he does, Yuki, you yank his arm so as we can get his head down into this tub of water. Right, lad, go ahead. Bite his hand. Go ahead. Bite his hand. Go ahead.
All right. Here goes.
Ouch!
Okay, you grab hold of his arms here.
Yeah, I got him. Get up, Mayor. Get up off of me.
I can't, you. I'm stuck.
Serves you right.
Oh, Yuki fell backwards into the big tub of hot water, and the mayor fell down on top of him and is sitting on him.
Well, boys, it looks like you're the ones who got the bath. This is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Oh, boy, I don't know how we'll ever get the mayor and Yuki out of that tub of hot water. Big John can't get out of bed with a cast on his ankle, so that means he can't help pull it out. And the mayor's too fat to get out of the tub by himself, and Yuki's down in the tub under the mayor. I know he can't do anything. And I'm too little to pull the mayor up out of there. Oh, boy. Oh, I guess this idea of giving Big John a bath wasn't so hot. Hey, kids, what would you do in a mess like this?